get up in the morning, leave our dug mind blues.
I'm Erickson Blakeney for CBS News. Mississippi bluesman Mr. Johnny Billington died this week in Clarksdale. He was 77 years old. I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Johnny while working on a documentary about the Mississippi Delta Blues called True Delta with filmmaker, author, and Macaulay Honors College professor Lee Quinby. The film explores the passing of the torch from one generation of musicians to the next. In a 2010 interview, Billington told us that he was given an acoustic guitar by his father and began playing and singing the blues as a youngster after hearing the King Biscuit radio show.
They played the blues about 15 minutes every day at 12 o'clock. And I would listen to that station at 12 o'clock because at 12 o'clock on the farm, we was home for dinner or lunch. And so I would listen to the radio. And then one day I figured, well, this is, you know, you come to yourself and say, well, I believe I can do that. You know, they play a song, they play another one and another one. And so eventually you think, oh, man, I can play that one, you know. And I'm not necessarily you could do it, but you thought you could, and so you stuck with that one until you did learn it.
Now, whenever the topic of educating the next generation of blues musicians came up, most roads, whether dirt, gravel, or paved, led to Mr. Johnny. In that same 2010 interview at his studio in Lambert, Mississippi, he shared the epiphany that led him to teach the blues, the music of his ancestors, he called it.
And I also noticed kids are being born, but nobody's teaching them. Well, wait a minute. If the kids are being born, nobody teaching them, the music is going to die. And so there was a whole lot of musicians, and I knew most, a lot of them I knew, but they was only interested in themselves. They was interested in building a big name for themselves, make money and party and whatever. And my thought was that I'm interested in helping, not making a whole bunch of money. Just be happy with a good living.
He was born in Mississippi, but not a lifer. Billington moved to Arizona and settled in Chicago in the 1950s, eventually opening his own repair shop. He returned to the Magnolia State in 1977. Now in 1992, Billington and a friend, John Ruskey, launched the Delta Blues Education Fund, a nonprofit after-school program where Billington taught children in the Clarksdale area to play the blues. Ruskey, now owner of the Quapaw Canoe Company and head of the Lower Mississippi River Foundation, explains that his relationship with Mr. Johnny began with him studying under the blues man.
I was one of his midnighters, what he called his kids that played music with him. And I was one of his, those were apprentices, that young men and women. I was kind of an oddball because I was an older white guy. He accepted everyone who was sincere about what they wanted to do.
Ruskey says Billington's death is a huge loss to more than just the blues world.
Mr. Johnny is a loss to the world, really. He is a one of those fine individuals that was a pillar of his community and an example of what a model leader should be.
Jim O'Neill agrees. O'Neill, the founding editor of Living Blues Magazine, past owner of Stackhouse Records, and research director of the Mississippi Blues Trail, explains that Billington taught hundreds of Delta young people not only about music, but also about proper behavior, professionalism, dress, and other trades they could pursue, for instance, repairing machinery like lawnmowers.
No, it wasn't just about music, you know, it was about, you know, how you could make a better life, you know, how in the midst of all the poverty there, you know, there were things that you could do to further yourself.
What would you say is his contribution to the music?
Well, yeah, he helped perpetuate the music for sure. And one of the interesting things was that he wasn't really a Delta blues stylist in what we think of Delta blues of Robert Johnson or Son House or Muddy Waters. He was really of a later generation, and he came more from the B.B. King school. Of course, B.B.'s from a Delta, too, and we don't think of him as a Delta blues man either, but that's where he's from.
O'Neill adds that Billington had a more contemporary electric guitar approach based on what he had picked up and mastered in Chicago.
One of the differences in the blues in Chicago and the way it was played by bands in the Delta was that the Chicago musicians had better tuned instruments and they kept more regular time. It was kind of more loose and spontaneous in the Delta, But Mr. Johnny thought part of his mission was to teach everybody down there how to tune their guitars, because he thought they were all wrong.
Now, among Billington's awards, a Governor's Award for Excellence in the Arts, the Blues Foundation's Keeping the Blues Alive Education Award, the Sunflower River Blues Association's Early Right Award, and the Mississippi Arts Commission's Folk Arts Fellowship. Award-winning musician, teacher, mentor, philanthropist, entrepreneur, mechanic, country hustler, Johnny Billington was a peculiar mix of all of these things. It was a thrill watching him play. His hands were like well-worn leather gloves, yet they never lost their mastery of the strings of that well-played Gresh. Erickson Blakeney, CBS News.
Every day.